The Grammys are handed out this weekend on CBS. As always, we check in with, I'm going to say this, the queen of the red carpet. I can do that, right? Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment.
You're very kind. I appreciate that. I'll take it.
All right. Nancy from Entertainment Tonight is joining us. So this is music's biggest night. The stars are out in full force. Let me ask you first, though, who are you wearing this year?
I am wearing Mark Zunino, which I'm really excited about. He's one of my favorite designers. He has done a lot of different celebrities for the red carpet, and Sofia Vergara is one of the ones he does all the time. I don't think I have the figure that Sofia Vergara has, but we're going to try. But he's been doing my dresses, gosh, since I started in entertainment in, like, 1996. So he's doing a custom one for the Grammys, because we'll be doing the pre-show. Kevin and I are doing the pre-show, so it will air 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS, the live show.
Yes. Okay, so who are you excited about seeing on the red carpet? And wait, before you even answer, I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
How did you know? I am excited about seeing Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I mean, I'm excited about seeing their duet. I mean, that's what everybody's talking about. We did get a little taste of it by watching them perform together in Vegas, and he did such a great job. I mean, I was watching it with my 11-year-old daughter, and I said, he sounds really good, right? He sounds almost as good as the music, the recording. And she goes, I think he sounds better. So I thought that was quite a compliment to him, but I can't wait to see them do it at the Oscars, is where they're going to be performing, so I don't think they're performing at the Grammys, so I shouldn't have said that, but I can't wait to see them together. And to see him nominated for a Grammy is going to be so exciting. To talk to him something different than Oscars is going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. Looking forward to seeing Cardi B. She's always fun. Kacey Musgraves, one of my favorite country gals. Looking forward to seeing her. Dolly Parton, I'm just announcing she's going to be doing this great collaboration with Katy Perry, Little Big Town, Maren Morris. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so back to Lady Gaga for a second. You know, we've talked about this where she hasn't really got much love when it comes to the film awards, but music, you know, this could do it for her. What do you think?
Oh yeah, everybody's talking about it. They're going to win for Shallow. I don't really see another one winning, but I mean, who knows? I mean, you just never know. They're going to win a lot of incredible nominees in the categories that Shallow is in. So you never know, but I think that she will walk away with it. And she's a lot of fun. She's such a fun interview. She's always has a lot of energy. She's always really sweet. She's always really fun. She's always seems so excited to be there and to be nominated. She seems surprised every time.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, somebody who's generally surprised, or at least the look on her face, is Taylor Swift. And people are saying that she was kind of sort of snubbed this year. What do you think about her nominations? Because she's up for Best Pop Vocal Album for Reputation, but there's really no other notable nominations for her.
I know, yeah, that was kind of her one nomination. And we're so used to seeing her get so many different nominations. So it was a little surprising that she didn't get more because the Grammys do seem to like her. So people are talking about whether she's going to be appearing or not. She's kind of shied away from attending award shows in recent years. She didn't come to the 2018 Grammys. And then since she doesn't have a lot of big nominations this year, there's also the BAFTAs are the same night, and her boyfriend Joe Alwyn is nominated for a BAFTA in London. So people are speculating, is she going to be with him in London instead of coming to the Grammys? So no official word yet, but I would suspect that maybe she would not be coming. And Beyonce, too, they're talking about the fact that she may not be coming because they are considering that her and Jay-Z's Everything Is Love was one of the award's biggest snubs. So it kind of got shut out of the main categories, their collaborative album. So we'll see if they're going to show up or not.
Yeah, well, as the Carters, I guess, is what they're going by. But that's the thing, though, right? I mean, you get some nominations, but there's really those categories that count, if I can say it that way, right? There's the big wins, the big categories.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about Album of the Year, of course. It's one of the big categories. And then there's, you know, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist is always a big one, which I think is a fun category this year. And people are talking about a lot of different names as being the shoe-in for that one. I'm like, how are they talking about so many different names being the shoe-in? But there's a lot of people they're talking about, so I'd be curious to see who's going to win that. But those are, you know, the big ones that people talk about.
Ariana Grande wasn't feeling the love. I guess she is and she isn't feeling the love. She's up for pop vocal album like Taylor Swift, but she's in the best pop solo performance category, which Swift is not. Do you think this is a case of one or the other? Was there room for both of them? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I think there is room for both of them. I mean, the big thing with Ariana Grande, and it's just kind of brand new news, is that she has decided not to perform. You know, she originally was slated to perform, and a source is saying that she wanted to do her new single, Seven Rings, and that the producers did not want her to do that particular song, and they're, according to the source, they're saying that's the reason that she won't be performing. Who knows what the real reason is, but that's what people are saying. So she is pulled out of performing. That's the latest news on that.
Is this one of those artistic differences, they call it?
It sounds like it.
Uh-oh.
You never know, but it sounds like it. So that's a bummer. I always like to see her perform.
Yeah, always entertaining. Now, here's the...
I don't think there'll be a lack of anything, because everything... You know, the great thing about the Grammys, and I think what they've done so well... And putting together this show over the years, and especially, you know, for the past 6, 7, 8 years, is the collaborations. They're always so incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to have the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Post Malone, and then, you know, I mentioned the Dolly Parton performance with Little Big Town, Maren Morris, and Katy Perry, and then, of course, you're going to have the very special performance with Diana Ross. So it's just, you never know what to expect, and I love when they put people from different genres together. It's always a lot of fun. So... it's kind of interesting to see who all does the collaborations this year.
For sure. We had a question sent in. What is the difference between Album of the Year and Record of the Year?
Well, I know. Well, the Record of the Year is just one, but the Album of the Year is the whole album. Probably they mean Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
No. Well, the question, well, it says Album of the Year and Record of the Year, because those are two different categories, right?
Yeah, they're two different categories. Well, the Record of the Year is just the one particular song. So it's just, and the Album of the Year is the whole album.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like the collective work, and the Record of the Year is just the single that you're talking about. But a lot of people get confused, Song of the Year and Record of the Year. So I'll explain that one. Record of the Year is for the particular song and the tune and, you know, how it comes out and, like, the song itself. And then the Song of the Year, so the Record of the Year is for that. Like, you know, when you hear it, you're like, okay, Shallow, what an incredible record that is.
Yeah.
The Song of the Year is for the writing, so it's for the writers. That's actually the award goes to the writers of the song. See, that's why you have two different categories. I mean, two different nominees in Record and Song of the Year.
No, this is why we have Nancy O'Dell on the phone. That's what we're doing.
Explain it all, right?
Well, now, on that subject, though, 21 Savage, ooh, this could be awkward, because he's in there for Record of the Year, right?
For Record of the Year, Savage, yeah, Post Malone featuring 21 Savage?
Right. So, I mean, this could be one of those awkward situations where, you know, you're winning, but you're detained at the same time. Do you think this is going to be a talking point, though, when people are taking the stage and winning? Because obviously, you know, people like Jay-Z have spoken out. Other artists have kind of backed 21 Savage. Do you think they'll use this as a soapbox moment?
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I mean, sometimes the award shows, they do. Other times, they choose not to. Mm-hmm. So, it'll be interesting. And, of course, they'd have to win in the category, you know, for them to have that moment to talk. So,
yeah,
just a wait and see kind of thing.
We have just barely about a minute left, but I want to do a quick rapid-fire round here. Give me the first word that comes to your mind when I say these artists' names, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Kendrick Lamar.
Talented.
Childish Gambino.
Fine.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, forever.
See, I was wondering if that could go either way, because they're up against Lady Gaga, right? In a category?
Yeah, true. True. Backstreet Boys, they're like forever, meaning that, like, they're forever around, and they don't ever seem to get old.
Absolutely.
I'd say forever young. And what in the world is in your water?
Okay, and then on the subject of Lady Gaga, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, classic.
Oh, okay, then I was going to say Barbara Streisand next. Different word.
Oh, gosh, even all the right ways.
All right. Well, you
more than one word, but why not?
She deserves more than one word, I think, is what we're saying.
I think she does. And people, you know, have no idea. Like, one of the sweetest ladies too to interview. she really is. Like, you think Barbara Streisand, no, she is like a, that's why I say diva in all the right ways, because she can be a diva if she wants to, but when you talk to her, she's so far from it.
Absolutely. Okay, so you mentioned the red carpet coverage. What else do you guys have planned on CBS? Entertainment Tonight, of course, covering the
awards. Of course, yeah. So we're gonna be doing the live pre-show the hour before the Grammys itself, so you get to see all the red carpet and see who bumps into who and who's a star of who on the red carpet and what all they're wearing, which is always fun at the Grammys in particular, because you can expect some wild outfits. Then you have the Grammys themselves on Sunday, which is going to be an amazing show on CBS. And then on Monday, we will have the entire wrap-up on Entertainment Tonight. So the whole show will be Grammys, and you'll get to see all the behind-the-scenes action. You'll get to see the interviews with the winners. You'll get to see the parties that took place afterwards. We'll break down all the fashion for you. So it's just... it's always one of our best shows, so be sure to tune in for that on Monday.
You heard it here. Nancy is not sleeping all weekend, everybody.
That's right, basically.
We'll be watching, and thanks so much for joining us again, Nancy. Great to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, too.